It is the Pink, the post-match show after Liverpool have beaten Manchester United by 3-2 in Columbia, South Carolina. This is best seen as a bit of an add-on to the post-match video that we did because it was teaming down and there was things that we had to get through. So we'll do a little bit of that. We've got Jay Motti to come as well, giving us a little bit of a Manchester United perspective, and thank you very much to him indeed. I've got John Gibbons. I've got Dan Austin. And we'll start off. Sorry, I've got Dan Morgan. Good God, sorry about that. Yeah, elsewhere. But on to
everyone, you didn't get Dan.
No, only Dan's on this channel. There is with it, Dan. Let's talk about one of the things that is striking is that he keeps Konate. So he moves Konate to keep Quanta where he is.
Yeah.
And I think that that's quite possibly with an eye on at least the first three games of the season, but also the fact that Konate's coming back having not had much football. You know, it's about getting him ready as much as anything else. But I thought that was one of the striking decisions the manager makes.
Yeah, you could make an inference that tells you that Gerard Quanta is his first choice at right centre-back. It might just be that it's your moving parts are there and you have to put Konate in somewhere and you don't want to move Quanta and you've still got the big fella to come back, and it all could be just, you know, circumstantial in loads of ways. But I do think that Konate has played well at left centre back before when he's had a couple of opportunities there, and so I think the thing with him is it's a new start for him under this manager. It got to a place where it felt like him and Klopp had burnt a couple of bridges between them towards the end of last season, and you know, the fact that he's using Jarrell in quite big games, you know, Quanta plays United away. He plays at a point in which Liverpool are still competing for a Premier League title, and he's not using Konate. When he does use him at Goodison Park, it's a bit of a catastrophe. And so It's a really important moment in Ibrahima Konate's career. You know, it's a really important crossroads for him. If he's up for it, he can sort of come into this new era of Liverpool with a fresh approach and listen to the new manager and listen to what he wants out of him and hopefully turn a corner. And